here's my, I'm creating a remembrance of you and what I'm declaring. You do this. You get this spirit. You have this spirit. You get this wisdom from the revelations of out from the Spirit of God that build up the knowledge of God in you. Preaching's good. Teaching's good. Sharing's great. But I want people to pick up the responsibility themselves and say, God, you show me. Because every single one, go back into 1 Corinthians. Paul said, every one of you has a psalm and a hymn and a doctrine, right? Everybody does. Everybody's got something to share. Where did they get it from, God? The Spirit of God who lives in us. We should be expecting that every single day. The definition again, a sudden insight or realization. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying here, okay? A revelation that gives you wisdom isn't always just, quote, divine truth. Like if you're going somewhere and you need to know how to get there and what to do and how to arrange things, and suddenly you see it, God's given you the faith to be able to accomplish that. That happens in your house. It happens in your business. It happens in your relationship with other people. It happens for parents in their relationship with their children, or for children in relationship to their parents. This is not just a, quote, divine truth thing. This is also natural truth, because wisdom is the one who leads your steps and guides your paths, directing your life and causing you to inherit the substance of faith and filling your treasuries. It has everything to do with relationships. It has everything to do with financial success. It has everything to do with health. Anything in your life, going back to what we talked about, the Word of God is living, and it has to do with everything about you. So God can reveal stuff to you about stuff. It doesn't always have to be, quote, spiritual, right? I don't really want to go to Medlin. And I was sharing some things with Julie this morning. What can I say? I'm really getting to the point to where I've kind of had it with religion. I kind of agree with Karl Marx. Religion is the opiate of the human mind. So many people who love God, who know Jesus, who are very sincere, are still trying to religiously, just like in the Old Testament, get to God. Yes. Instead of realizing they're already there. And the idea you have no amount the amount of restraint that is going on right now. I get passionate about children. I get passionate about, quote, church leaders trying to keep their people from exactly what Paul's saying here. Again, teaching's great. You know, the people who know and study and learn should always share. That's what Galatians 6 is. But I want people to know that when we talk about the Spirit of God living in you, Jesus is in you. Father, I in them and you in me, that we may be one. Okay? The same Jesus that's in whatever person you look up the most to in the church world, the same Spirit is in you. And that's what Paul was telling these people through his letter. I expect you, my declaration over you is that you will have this spirit of wisdom and revelation, building the knowledge of him into your life. And we share with one another, so we all have something to offer, okay? But you don't have to go through another. He lives in you. Back to the insight and the wisdom. And for instance, for me, certainly, that I share with you. But I know all of you go through this too, whether it's in the quote natural or something spiritual. You're wrestling with it. You don't see it. You want to know what to do. You want to know the proper view sometimes. How are you supposed to look at something? How do you let it affect you? And you wrestle with that, literally. For me, maybe I'm dumber than most, because for me, some of that stuff goes on for years. There was a particular thing in the 91st Psalm. Delivers you from the noisome pestilence, right? The noisome pestilence, the snare of the fowler. Surely you have delivered me from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. And I remember somewhere right around 6 years ago, I got part of that and saw it. And what I saw was like a vision of bees buzzing around somebody's head. And I realized it was that distraction, that noisome thing. And the other day, so that's, I think about that. You understand? I go through the 91st Psalm right after my feet hit the floor every single day, okay? That's how many times over how many years I've gone through that in my mind. And the other day, all of a sudden, been wrestling and wrestling. This happens to me every week, okay? You're wrestling with something, and then all of a sudden, you see it. Whoa! And what I saw, Julie said I should share it. I wasn't going to. The snare of the fowler, a fowler there is a bird hunter, right? But the idea is, when you go look at that word, literally in the Hebrew, the root of that word is simply trapper. Someone who is trapping. And in this particular case, most of the translations make it a bird. So it's a fowler, someone who is trapping birds, okay? But forget that for a second and think about the trapper. He's delivering you from the one setting the trap. And the noisome pestilence, and what I heard to begin with immediately, the noisome pestilence, I was actually looking in the mirror, I think I was shaving. And all of a sudden I just went, whoa, that's the noise in your head. That's all those thoughts that seems like sometimes they actually bombard your mind so much so that you can't really think straight. You catch one and you go down this way, and then another one hits you from the, and then you go back down this way, and then you try to pull it back up, and then one gets you from behind, and you go, that noisome pestilence. What is that? That's the trap. The trap that the enemy sets is all that stuff you hear in your head. Remember, we have thoughts, God had thoughts, and he manipulates thoughts. All of those thoughts that you have, he comes in there and starts trying to miss why he's setting a trap. Those aren't two different things. Those are the same thing. And I was like, wow, you know, that's cool. So that's something that you wrestle with. The other one that happens in this area of you receiving revelation